This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Farm family health is our topic today on this Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. The Rural Health Initiative is a nonprofit program focused on the growing concerns and barriers related to the health and safety of today's farm families. And joining us to tell us more, the executive director of the Rural Health Initiative, Rhonda Strabel, who's been with the organization since its inception.
I have. I helped start the program in 2004. And really what it stemmed from was an idea that came from a chat group. It's called Community Health Action Team, that looks at the issues through a healthcare system, that looks at the issues in their community outside the walls of their clinics and hospitals. And really what they're looking for is, how can we help our community be healthier, be more involved in their healthcare choices? And what we were seeing was, by the time the farmers came in, they were only coming in through the emergency room, that they were coming in with that big heart attack, that big stroke, that big diabetic episode, that they thought, boy, how could we get to our farm families sooner than later, that it wouldn't be so detrimental by the time they came in? And so we started looking at this issue, and we met with some farm individuals, mostly farm wives, to be honest with you. It was the farm wives that came in, and we had discussions with them. And what we realized is, you know, the things that we knew about farmers is, you know, they work really hard. They work long hours, long days. You know, it's their livelihood, but it's more than that. It's part of their culture. It's part of their being, of being farmers, really their top priority. And they love their families, and they usually have their faith, but their farm is part of their soul. And they just don't take the time away from that farm to think about themselves. And so we said, well, what can we do about this? You know, we also know that the cost of insurance can be very high for them, seeing they're self-employed, self-insured, not sharing that cost with others. They live in a risky environment. So we know that their health insurance is expensive, and so what they'll do is carry a high deductible to make it more affordable. And, you know, we hear this often, oh, you know, I have a pretty high deductible. But farmers truly have a high deductible, often $6,000 to $10,000 per person. Now, that's a high deductible. So if you don't really think anything's wrong on a daily basis, and you know your aches and pains, but you don't really know what's going on internally, and as long as you can get up every day and do what you need to do, you don't think, like, I should really go in because I'm going to have to pay for this out of pocket too. So, you know, that incentive isn't really there. So we were talking to the farm wives. They said, you know, you're coming up with a lot of really neat ideas, but you're just not going to get our farmers in. Our husbands are not going to come in for services. One lady kind of off the cuff said, if you want to see your husbands, you're going to have to come to the farm. And that's where the idea was born. There was a retired cardiologist in the room, and he said, why can't we? Why do we think that people have to come in for health care? Why can't we bring our services to the farm? Why can't we check their blood pressure at the farm? Why can't we check their, do a simple blood draw and tell them their cholesterol levels or tell them their blood sugar levels? These are the things that we know that they're coming in for. Why can't we screen them on the farm? Why do we wait for them to come in? And so that's where the idea was born of the Rural Health Initiative.
Of course, we remember back in the good old days, you know, the doctors making house calls. So it sounds like it's come full circle then.
It is coming full circle. You know, the idea of doctors going to the farms and they delivered babies. Even if we think back about public health officials, you know, they used to come out and do your preschool screening before you went to school, or helped with the well child visits right at the home. That used to be customary, and somewhere over time, you know, different healthcare systems and hospitals have built, and we have made it seem that you have to only come in for services, but it is a full circle moment for us to take the services back to the farm.
And we'll continue our discussion next Tuesday with Rhonda Strabel, the Executive Director of the Rural Health Initiative. This update brought to you by the PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. More details at pdpw.org. And stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.